Hi everybody, Dr. K here. Today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite pastimes, but not always, just recently. And that's golfing. You see, golfing is just this like amazing sport that you can carry on for the rest of your life, and it really doesn't have to be limited by socioeconomic status or how much money you have, how much time you have, because getting out there and just simply swinging a club against a tiny little ball and resetting your mind for a moment to say it doesn't matter how well you perform, it just matters that you're trying and enjoying yourself, is such an amazing thing because it's therapeutically excellent. You're inhaling and then you're exhaling as you're making contact with the ball, and you're trying to set yourself up in a decent and perfect posture in ways that you wouldn't typically do throughout the day. It doesn't quite feel like exercise. You usually can have a great conversation with people. And the thing is, I remember I used to be such a hacker with a golf ball. I had no predictability of my golf swing. And to tell you the truth, I'm not the world's greatest golfer right now. But I can tell you one thing, and that's for darn certain. I really have learned how to teach this stuff, and the difference between a hacker and a golfer comes down to, well, let me tell you a little bit of a story about myself. You see, when I was 3 years old, my dad took me out to play golf with him. This is the one sport my dad absolutely loves, and so I got involved with golf to be able to share in this experience with my father. And, you know, he's really become quite a good golfer over the years, but I had sort of been playing with it and stuff, and when I was 3 years old, I remember taking the driver and trying to putt with the driver on the green. And this is at three. Then eventually I learned how to drive by driving a golf cart and, of course, tipping it over before and running into a tree. But that's not the topic of today. And be careful driving those things. It's not so hard anymore, but it sure was at the time. And definitely was a great and fun thing to do as a kid. But let me tell you, a little bit dangerous. And I'm pretty sure the golf marshal didn't like me very much. But my dad never cared. He was supportive of it anyways. Anyways, over time, I just started hitting at the ball more and more, and then I figured out that there were certain clubs I could hit the best with, so I would just swing different distances with those particular clubs and never learn how to play with anything else. Well, little did I know that I wasn't posturally setting myself up correctly to be able to have the same golf swing every single time, no matter which club I put in my hand. And granted, it's a little bit different between iron and, you know, or chipping iron, for example, and a longer distance iron and a wood. And certainly with a driver, there are different stances, but the basic foundational movements are the same. That, my friends, is what I figured out when I got into physical therapy school and opened up my fitness business. You see, I had a couple of people looking to get in shape that were also golfers, and they said, you know, is there anything you could do about this? And here's like a little gem or secret about being a physical therapist and a fitness professional. You learn to almost have x-ray vision with movement and to really start to sort of break down the movement and, I don't know, just see how muscles are going to be optimally aligned and joints are going to be optimally aligned so that they're not already too short or too long, that they're not going to be able to move correctly, so that somebody has a better position, a better spine angle, so that they can get more out of their back muscles and less out of their arms, for example. You can see when somebody's hips aren't rotating properly, and you can teach them how to have more hip rotation or more hip mobility, which is going to lead them towards better golf in the end. Or you know, the same things could be true with any other sport, whether it's football, is it throwing mechanics, is it basketball, is it shooting mechanics. And you really learn how to sort of dissect these movements down. And there's certain things that I found out about the golf swing that make it a much easier sport to conquer. And, you know, I've worked on it to the point that I was able to help a couple of people go pro. I had one guy get a hole-in-one after like 40 years of golf in his life. And, you know, there's a stroke of luck in there too, but his best ever was a three before that. And, you know, that was pretty good, but he'd never gotten a hole-in-one. And, you know, he says to this day he's still able to hit the ball within a couple of feet of the pin on that particular hole, whereas he used to always be off the green. And it all came down to just the principles of movement. And, you know, if you can fix posture, alter biomechanics, meaning the way your muscles relate to movement, if you can position the head correctly, if you can gain the amount of mobility in your lower body to be able to appropriately swing a golf club, if you can set your posture in the same way so it feels the same and you become in touch with the correct muscles and you train those muscles for both mobility and strength at the same time, well, now you've got a system. And that system means that even if you're not that great today, you're going to be a lot better really soon because you can self-correct. Think about what else do you do in life that you have an ability to check yourself and see whether or not you're improving over time. I mean, this is like everyday stuff at work, right? If you used to do a task that took you 45 minutes to do and now use the same method and you refine the method, you get rid of the unnecessary steps and you keep the steps that work, and now all of a sudden the 45-minute task takes 5 and you can hardly believe that this same work used to take you 8 hours that takes you 1. And you're looking at yourself, you're probably looking at your boss and saying, where's my raise? And I hope you are, actually, because you deserve it. But truth be told, you've created a system for your work. The same thing's true with your body. I mean, why be sloppy about our body mechanics and just haphazardly swing a golf club? Instead, let's think about the way that head position affects the rest of our body. When's the last time you saw somebody walking with their head tilted with their ear next to their shoulder? You're just not going to see it, but you will see somebody's shoulder tipped up towards their ear. And the reason is we like to right ourselves with the horizon, meaning that we can always see straight in front of us so we don't trip and fall. This is just human instinct. So don't you think that head position is going to affect the way that the rest of your body moves then? I mean, if I'm going to adjust the rest of my body to be able to make sure I can look straight in front of me while I'm walking, I might kick one hip up, I might stretch one knee out, I might raise a shoulder towards my ear. Okay, well, what happens now if I change the position of my head in a golf swing and slightly tuck my chin or slightly extend my neck? What am I going to do with my arms and my hips and my knees and my ankles when I swing the golf club? Are my shoulders going to be slightly tipped forward or are they going to be back? Head position's huge, right? It just makes sense it does. What happens if you have a tight pec on the left and a loose pec on the right, meaning your chest is tighter on one side than the other because you're left-handed, for example, and so that side got tighter? Well, how do you expect to symmetrically move and not carry one arm further away from your body and predictably not do this? It's impossible. But if you just know a couple of secrets and things that can take 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and watch your golf game just dramatically improve, don't you think there'd be a difference? Well, I sure do. So that's why I say what it takes to go from hacker to golfer is not just insane quantities of practice. It's practicing smart. It's working on a system of movement that you can then self-correct and improve for yourself. Instead of having somebody else tell you, this is how you swing a golf club, why don't you say, this is the way my body moves. I'm familiar exactly with where my shoulder is, elbow is, wrist is, ankle is, knee is, hip is, and spine is. When I'm rotating and when I'm taking a golf swing, take the ball away, I don't care, I'm going to do it the exact same way, but now add the ball back in. Because I strength train in this way, because I've chosen exercises that repeat these exact same movements and train the muscles specifically to be balanced, I know the way my body's going to move because I rehearsed it. And just like you've ever rehearsed or memorized anything else in your life, you can rehearse and memorize the movement associated with the golf swing. And as such, you can become incredibly successful. You see, the people that I've trained that have gone pro or have come down dramatically and been able to play in senior tours or just bet with their friends and have a blast out on the golf course, they've gotten better because they've trained with a system and they've formed habits of movement. So guys, I'm Dr. K. I'm really glad to be here with you today to share some of the secrets that I believe best affect the golf swing and can really dramatically improve your game. In fact, I've gone out of my way to create a foolproof system that takes 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, called postureforgolf.com. I mean, the appropriate name, right? Posture for Golf. If you have posture in your golf swing, the correct posture, you're going to improve your game. And I'll give it to you for 30 days to try, plus the best bonus I could possibly think of, which is a turnkey fitness system. It's literally an implementation system that delivers over 200 exercise videos, an entire fitness course. I mean, workouts by email directly into your inbox to tell you everything to do. And this all just for trying something for free, you get the bonus for free. It really makes a lot of sense. I can't encourage you more to give it a try. I'd love your feedback. I would just want to hear from you. I want to hear you say that, you know, Dr. K, you made a difference for me, and I can't tell you how much more fun I have with this sport now, and I know it's going to be a lifelong sport, and that's why what you did is meaningful for me, and that's why I'm here for you. So, again, I'm Dr. K, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I just want to thank you for joining me from hacker to golfer today. Have a great day.